Well, good morning, His Tabernacle Family Church. How are we doing today? Wow. We'll try that one more time. Good morning, His Tabernacle Family Church. How are we doing this morning? Come on, isn't God so good? Isn't God so good? Come on and give God praise this morning. If you'd like, we can invite you on down. Come on and sing.
Oh, come all ye faithful, come joyful, come praising. Jesus is born in Bethlehem. Oh, come all ye faithful, come joyful.
Good morning. Welcome. Merry Christmas. We're glad you're here. People watching online, we're glad you're here. Welcome. My name is Pastor Tim. We got a couple announcements for you. First of all, right after service, we have our connect room. We want to connect with you. So if you come to this church, if this is your first time, your 77th time, hey, come and meet us in the connect room. We got donuts, we got coffee, all the great stuff. We want to meet you. Secondly, we have family night every single Thursday. So if it's Thursday night, you need something to do, you want to learn, you want to grow, we have classes for adults, we have a teenagers youth group that is off the chain. We have kids. We have kids going on. It's just awesome. Look, Thursday night, family night, you got to be there. It's great. But then also, coming up is this thing called Christmas Eve. We love Christmas Eve here, and we are going all out. We're doing some cookie decorating at 6 o'clock Christmas Eve, the 24th of December, in case you didn't know when it is, right here. Come on over at 6 o'clock. And, also, this year we're doing something really special. This is crazy. This is really cool. We're doing a tree lighting, but we need your help. We're going to have everyone from the church bring in a ornament from your home to put on our Christmas tree here at church. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be really, really special. So we hope to see you there Christmas Eve. Now, if you will help, welcome with me our senior pastors, Pastor Michael and Rhonda Spencer.
Amen.
Good morning, everybody. Woo! I'm still a little chilly from standing out in the parking lot. My nose is running and my feet are chilly. Amen. We are so excited that you're here. God's got great things for you today. Thank you for bringing somebody with you, letting them know that God is good and not bad. And today we get to celebrate Jesus Christ. I love the fact that God loved us so much that he sent his son. And you know, many times we get wrapped up in the commercialization of this, and we've got to make sure that we, the body of Christ, are in alignment. And that is, we are celebrating the greatest gift the world has ever seen. His name is Jesus. Amen? I said amen.
Amen.
My dear wife, what do you have to say about this?
Can I just open in prayer?
Sure. Why don't you do that?
Awesome. Father God, we are so privileged to come into your house
yes.
today. And that we get to honor and lift you up and celebrate you. Right now, we set everything else
hallelujah.
Aside.
Hallelujah.
We set
God,
every
move by your spirit today.
Worry.
Change our lives.
We put it at your feet, God.
Jesus,
we know
remind
in your
us,
presence,
oh God, your goodness.
You change
yes,
everything.
Yes, yes, yes,
you
yes,
change
yes.
everything.
Hallelujah.
So thank you for the gift of life
yes,
in your kingdom, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Abundant life with joy.
That's right.
I just release joy
yes.
right now in the name
joy
of
unspeakable,
Jesus.
Full
in
glory.
Exchange for the spirit of heaviness,
yes,
we
yes,
trade
yes,
for
yes.
joy right now.
Yes.
We release peace
yes.
in the name of Jesus.
Jesus
this
name.
Happens
God,
peace
you're so good. Hallelujah. We
minds.
Bless your name.
So we put everything aside right now.
Good God,
to step
we bless
into
you.
Your presence
yes.
and your anointing.
Yes.
And we know that we leave changed
yes.
this morning. So we celebrate you right now. right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Are you ready? Come on now, don't give God a little bit. Give him it all today. Amen. We're going to go by you.
Come on and clap with us. Come on and sing this with me. Sing. Sing this out. we give God a clap of praise this morning?
Welcome, Pastor Spencer.
Praise the Lord. I'm a Christmas music guy. Like, I listen to Christmas music all year round because I just think it's important. If you hear my Harley rumbling down the road during the summer, you might hear fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Why? Because I just love the fact to remind myself that without Jesus, really, what do I have? Everything that I am, everything that I desire to be, just to know that I can be in heaven with Christ forever. All because one individual decided to give their all. Can you imagine if we decided to give our all? Can you imagine if we just laid down our own intentions and our own desires and said, Jesus, whatever you want for my life, that's exactly what you can have. Can you imagine what would happen to this world? Today, I'm just going to preach a little short message. They told me I have 5 minutes, so that's a good 30.
Take your time, Pastor. Take your time.
I want to preach to you a little bit about love. Because I want you to realize that that is the component that is why our world is going absolutely crazy right now. Does not have anything to do with the virus. The crazy is coming because love is missing. Amen. And we're the church. Jesus gave us love. Amen. Can you turn to someone and say, I love you. Tell somebody you don't even know them. Listen, if you don't know them, don't feel awkward. God is healing someone's right jaw right now. You've come to church and your jaw hurts right here. I don't know if it's TMJ or what, but right in this area, God is healing you right now just to let you know that he loves you. And today I'm excited. You may be seated and we're going to proceed. We got a production for you. We have the children's choir for you today. We are just excited because we know we get to celebrate what God is doing. Amen? Boy, those stilettos are a challenge for you, aren't they?
Well, going upstairs, yep. They sure are. We're entering into the time of the service of our tithes and offerings. We're getting ready for our children's choir to come out. This is one of our favorite times at His Tabernacle. We are a giving church.
Amen.
We love to give. And on this Sunday, it's a special time of giving because we always do Happy Birthday, King Jesus. You know, years and years ago, back when we first started ministry, it was all about the hubbub and all about the giving gifts and buying for this person and buying for that person. And it was really impressed on my heart that the whole reason for the season is Jesus. We're celebrating his birth, and he's the one person we don't even give a gift to. We give to everybody else, but we don't save anything for Jesus. Whatever's left over after we've overspent and spent on credit cards, which we don't do any of that. We have Dave Ramsey training and teaching, so no credit cards. But our greatest giving at Christmas time is what we're able to give to Jesus. And so I love making sure my best gift is for Jesus. My best giving every year is going to be that gift for Jesus. So we have Happy Birthday, King Jesus envelopes. This is not your tithes and offerings. Tithes and offerings are your 10% of your increase. We already have that teaching and training. If you're a part of this house, that's what we do. We give our tithe. But above and beyond today, we want to bless our King Jesus with the best gift that we give anyone. And so that's what we're going to do today in our giving, is make sure you fill out your Happy Birthday, King Jesus, and your tithe envelopes. If you're ready to give, let's stand and make our supernatural declaration. All right. And remember, these are not just words. These are words from the Bible. And when we declare words from the Bible, they go forth and they produce what they're expected to do. So we are expecting raises, increases, promotions, expansion, businesses to start, witty ideas and inventions, blessing and favor and prosperity from unknown sources even to come into our household. So we're declaring that, and we're knowing that the word is going forth and it is going to bring produce increase in our lives. So repeat it after me, not as a religious thing, but as the word of God going forth from Deuteronomy 28. It says, if I obey, I'm blessed going in, and I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed in my storehouse, and I'm blessed in my basket. The blessings have chased me down. They've tripped me up because I'm a child of God and I'm blessed. Come on and bring your tithes and offerings to the Lord. If you're watching via live stream, you can give right along too. You can even give your happy birthday Jesus gift right online. Just memo Jesus in the notation. Bless you. See you soon.
Hallelujah. I love the fact that we have a phenomenal children's ministry at His Tabernacle Family Church. I want you to know we don't believe in babysitting. We're raising up the next generation of men and women of God who are not only born again, but are spirit-filled and believe in miracles and signs and wonders. Amen? I want to give God praise also. On Wednesday, we're back some pre-COVID numbers. 97 children from the age of 4 to 11 were bussed in on Wednesday night to Matthew chapter 25, his kids. Wow, what a great number of kids. We are looking for some more workers, more people that want to sow into the next generation. You are not babysitting, but you are sowers. So if you would love to sow into the next generation, children, and on Wednesdays, they are a little bit of a challenge. You might hear some cuss words, you might be called some cuss words. But you get to be loved by these kids that really many times have not had opportunity to be loved. So that's our Wednesday night. On Sunday morning, look at these great young people. Can you give them a hand clap this morning? They're clapping for you. Are you ready to hear them sing? I said, are you ready to hear them sing? Come on, babies. Make it happen.
Joy to
Come on, give him a hand clap this morning. Yeah. Good morning, everybody. Can you give him another hand clap this morning, please? Just think about it. Many of you would never have come up here, but these babies are up here just shouting for Jesus. Amen. We want to thank God for the next generation ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. They'll be running this church in 20 years. Think about it. They'll be running this church in 20 years. I hope run it right. I love you. Amen. What a great day. We have a drama production for you and written right here in the house. I thank God for our team, which is Minister McKenzie and her whole team that does ministry. They're such a blessing to us. And they write for us. They write for us a production every year. And so this is a brand new production. It's called Fa-la-la-la-la-thon. Did I do all right? No, I'm not singing it. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-thon. Amen. If you're our guest, I want you to know that we have some things for you. We want to remind you. Can you give all of our guests a hand clap this morning? Say thank you so much for being with us. We know it is bravery to come to a place you've never been before. So we want to acknowledge, thank you so much for coming and being with us today. We encourage 3 visits. Can everybody say 3? 3 visits. And the reason for that is the first time is, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Second is, that's not too bad. Third is, boy, I can't go back to the quiet church. Amen? So we want to encourage you to come at least 3 times and you'll enjoy yourself. You keep growing in the Lord. We challenge you to grow in Christ this year. There's not much time left. Amen? We got a few weeks. What's that? And right after service, we have a guest reception for you right on this side of the hallway. You'll be able to see little signs for you. We have some food for you, a little coffee for you, coffee and some snacks, and we just want to meet you and say hello to you. We are ready. Are we ready? Let's get ready for Fa-la-la-la-la-thon. Well, I hope I said that right.
This is the last time. If my dry cleaning isn't ready by 7 p.m., you're going to hear from my wife. I protected you last time. You need to make sure you get this right. You understand? All right, then. Can't get good help nowadays.
Hey, Brett, ready for tonight's broadcast?
What? Donating to another charity that doesn't do anything for anyone? Who won last year? Oh, yeah. Stop turning kittens into Men's Foundation or whatever. Super World Change of Work they're doing.
Okay, come on. I know we can't always control what the charity uses the money for, but think of how we could bless someone. And besides, maybe the winner will want to donate to a worthy cause this year.
Or I'll just go to a bunch of people that just don't want to work. Okay, whoa. All right, you need to tone it down. I know you probably you're new here, and you probably just recently graduated from the Alpha Kappa Beta Babes for Barbieland University. But when I go on stage in, what is that, 10 minutes? I don't want to look like an overglazed donut. I'm a human being, for crying out loud. You gonna fix it or you're just gonna cry? Go.
Didn't you get the email? The producer, she said she wants me to open the show tonight. You know, just for something different.
What? No. That's definitely not
happening.
That's
what she said.
Oh, there she is. Hey, hey, boss.
Yes, Brett.
Don't you think I should be opening up tonight's broadcast instead of Cynthia?
Listen, we are on in 7 minutes. I don't have time for this, okay?
You know, I don't think someone that's been an anchor under 6 months can even pull this off.
Well, I've been practicing a lot, mostly my, you know, facial expressions and tone of voice. Would you like to hear? This just in. There's been a robbery at the local gas station on 3rd Street. The perpetrator escaped with 16 packs of gum and a package of single-ply toilet paper. Looks like we've got a messy situation in our hands, eh, Brett? And besides, it's not like I haven't opened up at other news stations in the past before.
But yeah, that's the normal news. It's not the biggest fundraiser that we actually put on for the entire year. Ma'am, we need a professional to actually open up the show. People are going to be more likely to actually donate to the person that's been winning their hearts for the past 4 years.
All right. Fine.
Boss, I really think...
Listen, I don't have time to debate. The decision's been made. Brett, you'll anchor this. And Cynthia, I'll have you on the ground for the next old folks turtle race, okay? That should even things out, right? Yeah, great. We're on
yes,
in 5 minutes.
Mm. Okay, don't worry, Cynthia. Your big break is coming.
What was that?
You know what? Nothing. Excuse me. Okay, Jesus, I need you to help me. Oh, really? Okay, well, I've been trying to stay positive. You know, like how your word says to do, but lately I've been finding it harder and harder to see the glass is half full. And I know we shouldn't talk bad about anyone, but he's driving me bananas. And I know it's a competitive line of work, really, but he just keeps walking all over me.
Wow. Well, what would you like me to do about it?
I don't know. Maybe you can soften his heart or make him be quiet. I know. Get him a different job at a different station far away from us. Yeah, no, because he's always complaining we're such an embarrassment. So why don't you get him a different job?
You know. No, can't do that.
Why not? That's a great idea.
Because I want you to minister to him.
Okay, well, it's not like I'm the only saved one in the world.
True, but I want you to minister to him.
Okay.
Listen. I didn't create people just to hurt people for no reason. He's wounded, and he doesn't know how to be healed yet. It might not be easy or the best feeling in the world, but he needs patience and compassion. I mean, look at it this way. You have me. You're able to have these conversations with me. I can't have those conversations with him yet. Right now, the only source of strength and peace that he has is himself. But, like I said, you've got me. And look at you. You're already starting to look more joyful as it is. That's my girl. Now, you don't know what he's going through, but I do. So you just keep being a light and watch me work.
No, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. I'll try to shine some light into the situation. Thank you.
No problem.
What are you so happy about?
Okay, well... I love my job. I love Christmas. The snow outside is gorgeous, and we're about to go live on this amazing show. Life is just good.
This amazing show? The producer doesn't even know what she's doing half the time. The media team? Always lacking. And every time we get new hires, they do absolutely nothing.
Okay, well, yeah, and I see where you're coming from, but it's all about your perspective.
I'm more of a see things kind of how they are kind of guy. I don't fantasize to make myself feel better about what life is.
Okay, well, and I get that, but wherever you look for good, you'll find it, and wherever you look for bad, you'll find it.
Yeah.
Oh, while on that topic, do you remember that idea I had about that cute little way we got commercial?
What, singing that little jingle?
Well, yeah, that was in the email too, just in case you didn't, you know, see that part, because apparently you didn't get it.
Oh, I did get it. And no, we're not doing that. That's completely unprofessional, Cynthia.
It's funny, because the producer, she wants us to, so.
No, we're not doing that. We're not some bo-dunky news station. We're going to have plenty of other stations watching us tonight, and you're not going to embarrass me.
Oh, it won't be embarrassing if both of us do it with confidence. Can you just try it?
No.
Please. Come on.
Why not? Why would I do something that is
absolutely...
Because
the producer asked us to.
Well, I don't want to look like an idiot.
Okay,
I'm
well, you're not going to look like an idiot if we both look like idiots.
All right, and we are live in 5, 4, 3...
Coming to you live from Horseheads, New York, on Channel 16 with your hosts, Brett Daniels. Co-anchor Cynthia Turner. And last but not least, our new meteorologist, Chip Chippins. Presenting our annual talent show, Fa La 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 Thon, from HT Studios, this is HT TV News.
All right, good evening, folks. I'm your anchor, Brett Daniels.
And I'm your co-anchor, Cynthia Turner. Tonight.
And tonight, we're going ahead and putting on our fifth annual Fa
La 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 Thon.
Thank you so much, Cynthia. Where you'll have the opportunity tonight to vote for your favorite act of the night.
Oh, but first, we'll go over to Chip Chippins with the weather. How's it looking out there, Chip?
Yes, Cynthia. Thank you. Well, folks, it looks like there's going to be a cold front coming into the northeast region somewhere over there. And, folks, looks like it might even be too cold to go outside over the next few days. However, it's supposed to warm up by the end of the week, creating that awesome wet, cold stuff we all love just in time for Christmas. Mud. That's right, yeah. Because we all know how upstate New York weather can be, ruining all of our family plans. But, who knows? Maybe you'll be one of the lucky ones who gets snowed in and won't have to spend another miserable family holiday get-together pretending to like each other. Right, guys?
Yes, it looks like Old Man Winters is totally
Cynthia, Cynthia. So if you take a look at the 7-day forecast here, folks. Yep. Looks like there's going to be 7 days of vitamin D not being processed properly in your bodies. And what does that mean for you? Well, I guess you can expect to wake up feeling more tired and like you need more sleep. Expect to have cravings for foods that'll make you hate yourself after you eat them. And expect to have intense waves of sadness. You know, that's right, yeah. Because, good luck out there to you folks. Because God knows we can use just a little bit. Anyways, this is Chip Chippins with the weather, chipper than ever. Whatever. Back to you.
Thank you very much, Chip, for that. Well, so what you all have been waiting for, let's go ahead and go to Level Anchor Studio for our fifth annual Fa La 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 Thon. Let's go ahead and have our talent show host, Ed Williams, come on out. Well, Eddie, how's the talent looking this year?
Well, Brett, it is great to see you again this year, and boy, oh boy, the talent is absolutely jaw-dropping this year. No doubt, you watching at home will send in record-breaking votes this year.
Oh yeah, it's a real nail-biter. Well, let's go ahead and have you explain how this works at home to the folks.
Oh, it's quite simple, really. You watching at home will see our act here tonight. At the end of the broadcast, we will display a phone number that you can call or text in your vote at the end of the show. After a short commercial break, we will share with you who won the $10,000 cash prize this Christmas. Now, help me welcome our first act, Clifford the Comic. Woo! Woo! Welcome to the show, Cliff. This is your first talent show. Is that right? Cliff.
Yes.
What?
Yes, yes, my first talent show.
Well, we are so excited that you decided to share your humor with us and the world this evening. Now, what's that on your shirt? Part of your act, I presume?
Yes, if I won the money, I want to donate all to the Toddlers for Tater Tots Foundation.
Toddlers for Tater Tots. I'm sure there's some very excited viewers at home about that one. So what does this foundation do exactly?
Well, ever since I was a small child, the only thing that made me unhappy in life was Tater Tots. So I made this foundation to give tots to kids for free. I love tots.
You think he likes tots?
That is a very worthy cause to donate $10,000 to. Well, folks, if Clifford the Comedian gives you watching at home a good laugh, be sure to call or text in your vote at the end of the broadcast. Take it away, Cliff!
How do you make an artichoke? You strangle it. What's orange? It sounds like a parrot. A carrot. Why did the math book look so sad? Because of all its problems. Why was the burger so sensitive? Because it took things personally.
Well, thank you very much, Cliff. That was a unique form of comedy. Brett, wasn't that an interesting performance?
Yeah, very much so. And it was quite generous of him to give $10,000 to Tater Tots.
Yes, and that comedy special, really, really something, huh, folks? I'm sure there's somebody out there that needed a good laugh. Thank you, Cliff. Hey, Ed, you got any more acts you'd like to show us tonight?
Oh, absolutely. You know I do, Cynthia. So we're just going to keep the show going. We've already had some amazing talent, and we've got way more on the way representing some of your favorite charities. Ladies and gentlemen, we next have a musical act. Please help me welcoming the Hotties. Woo! Welcome to the show. It is so great to have you.
Thanks, Ed. It's great to be here.
So I have a question. Where does the name the Hotties come from?
Can't you tell? It's a metaphor.
A metaphor. For what?
For being hot.
I see. Creative. All right, well, what are you going to do with that $10,000 cash prize if you win?
Well, when we win. It's gonna go to my eyelash extensions and Klaus's lipo.
Well, you heard it here first, folks. If If the hotties win, they're going to give it all back to eyelash extensions and lipo.
Well, what else are we going to use the money for? Charity?
No, I actually, a lot of acts this evening are...
Save it, Eddie. Come on. Let's show them why we already won this thing.
Wow. You can really dance. Wow. You can really dance. He went. He went. They said we've both been dancing all this time. What a coincidence.
Wow. Brett? What did you think of that one, Brett?
What a unique and moving experience.
Moving.
Yes. I'm sure you at home were just moved to tears by that performance.
I'm choking back tears right now.
Well. And with that, we go into our halftime break. Please enjoy a couple of commercials allowing you to see what's going on here at Level Acre Studios.
You can purchase your tickets in May, right here in Horseheads, New York. That's when our tour starts.
Thank you very much. And back to you in the studio.
Yes. Don't go too far, because we'll see you right back here at this year's 5th annual La 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 Thon.
And cut. Okay, we're back live in 25 minutes, so do not go too far. Brett, can I talk to you for a minute, please?
Yeah. What's going on, ma'am?
Listen, you're doing fine. It's nothing like that. We've just had a few complaints.
Okay. Whatever she said I did, I didn't do it. And if I did, it was just like a smidge.
Not
a
those kind of complaints. Whew. This time.
All right, good.
We've had several messages from one of our donors that said if the same group wins again this time, they're pulling out. And they're one of our biggest donors.
Well, the acts that do the best win each year. So what's the problem?
I think that this donor has some personal ties to one of the charities.
So have them write a check and just give it to them?
It's more about money. It's about publicity. If we can make the people think it's more about the charity than the acts, people will be more willing to give throughout the year.
Okay, so what am I supposed to do about
that? Okay, so I need you to announce that Clifford kid with the tater tots is the winner, okay?
Clifford, the tater tots are even good for children.
All right, let me be more clear, because apparently I'm being partly cloudy, okay? I need you to announce that Clifford kid is the winner, or else your chance of being promoted to our sister station is gone. And they have over 1 million viewers. Do you really want that? Yeah, exactly like I thought. Can't wait to hear that winner.
All right. You know, the way that you cut to commercial, or you want us to cut to commercial, is just ridiculous. We're not doing it.
Okay, look, I know you really care about your job, and I admire how passionate you are about this station, but I can add value here, too. If the producer likes my idea, then maybe you could just, I don't know, roll with it?
No, okay, I've been studying this for way longer than you have, and I bet the producer just said that it would be okay because she's turned down so many of your other ideas. She probably feels bad for you, so she's letting you have this one.
Okay, well, we should at least, you know, cut to commercial the same way for the rest of the show, just to keep it consistent at this
point. Not if it's consistent garbage, Cynthia. Just you wait. You're going to look back at this, and you're going to realize how tragic of an idea it is, because it's going to end up on a news fail compilation thing. Well, Cynthia, actually, you know, when I was... Oh. Okay. Well, that works. Hello?
Hey, Brett, what up?
Oh, hey, how's it going, James?
Good, how you doing?
I'm just on the news set. What's going on?
Hey, so did you see the weather report for here in Michigan?
No, why? What's up?
What date is your flight leave?
I was heading on the 24th.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, why? What's going on?
Well, there's a huge blizzard coming in from the north starting the 22nd. So look in your email. Your flight might have been canceled.
All right, just give me a second. I'll take a look.
Yeah.
That's just perfect. What am I supposed to do? This is going to be the first Christmas without Dad.
I know. Yeah, Mom's going to be pretty heartbroken, too.
All right, you know what? I'll go ahead and get this figured out. Maybe I can come a couple days afterwards or something.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, if the storm passes by then.
All right, you know what? I'm on the new set. We're getting ready to transition back in. I'll give you a call later, okay?
All righty. See you, buddy.
All right. Love you. What are you looking at?
Nothing. Nothing. Let's get ready to go back on air, yeah?
Yeah. I'm ready.
Coming to you live from Horseheads, New York on Channel 16 with your hosts, Brett Daniels. Co-anchor, Cynthia Turner. And last but not least, our new meteorologist, Chip Chippins. Presenting our annual talent show, Fa La 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 Thon from HT Studios, this is HT TV News.
And welcome back. I'm your anchor, Brett Daniels.
And I'm your co-anchor, Cynthia Turner. Tonight, we're back with our fifth annual Fa La 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 Thon.
And the talent has been absolutely amazing this year, hasn't it?
Oh, man, I can't even imagine who's going to be able to top the last act. And we'll be going back over to Ed Williams, our talent show host for the evening. Ed?
Thank you, Cynthia, and welcome, you beautiful bunch of viewers, to our fifth annual Fa La 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 Thon. We've already had some amazing acts this evening, and we're just gonna keep the ball rolling. Please help me welcome Hoopin' Susan.
Woo!
Welcome to the show, Susan.
Great to be here. I'm so thrilled.
It warms my heart to hear that, Susan. So, what's your act this evening?
Well, I'm a hooper. I've been hooping for about 6 years now.
Okay, and so what does it take to be a hooper?
Hard work, determination, and hoops.
Hard work, determination, hoops. Okay, well, I guess that says it all. So, Susan, I just have one more question for you. What are you going to do if you get that sweet $10,000 cash prize?
Oh, I plan on investing into the stock market. You know, take some chances I've never been able to take. I never had $10,000 at once, so if I get it, I'm going to try and make more.
I suppose that's not a bad idea at all. All right, well, Hoopin' Susan, I'm going to let you just do what you do best. And you watching at home, if Susan wins your heart, be sure to vote for her at the end of tonight's broadcast. Take it away, Susan.
Oh.
Well, Susan, we can't all be perfect, but you know what? I'm sure our amazing viewers at home found it admirable the way that you were determined to finish your routine. Well, wasn't her fighting spirit inspiring?
Yeah, actually, I really enjoyed that. She was so sweet. Brett, what did you think?
Well, you know what? Actually, hang on. Let's go ahead and go over to Chip Chippin's over in the weather thing. Well, how's it looking out there, Chippy?
Well, Bretty. Looks like old man Winter's breathing his cold, nasty breath all over our city this week. So I would definitely advise that you folks give yourselves about 5 minutes to warm up your cars. However, that's not really going to matter because you'll be spending the next 20 minutes scraping the ice off of your windshield, which somehow will inevitably lead to you spilling coffee all over your shirt.
Is your phone ringing?
Then coincidentally, your wife will call you and start yelling at you, saying that, you know, the shirt was a gift or something like that. And, anyways, so, there's going to be a storm coming in, so I'll definitely check your flight schedules and be prepared to break your nieces and nephews' hearts this winter.
Oh, that's what overnight shipping is for, isn't it, folks? Maybe some of us won't be able to make it to Christmas dinner this year, but we can certainly send our presents in our places.
Well, oh, right you are, Cynthia. Always looking at the bright side of things.
I'm over it.
Well, isn't our last act up for the night? Ed?
Thank you so much, Brett. I have had so much fun being your host this evening for the 5th annual Fa-La-La-La-Thon. And if you could just please help me welcome our final act for the evening, the Christmas Crooners. Yes, they're back. Welcome back, team. It is so great to see some familiar faces.
We're the Christmas Crooners, and we're representing Jesus Christ as the reason for the season.
Well, you heard it here. Jesus is the reason for the season. And just so you know, They win almost every single year. We love having them on the show. But hey, it's all fair game. And the charity they represent is called Kids in... I said it wrong, didn't I? It's the Toys for Tots. It is the Toys for Tots. Thank you. Thank you very much. So this charity, you can donate toys to kids who've had to spend the Christmas in the hospital. And it's a beautiful organization to get behind, but I'm just going to stop talking. I'm going to get out of the way, and I'm going to let the Christmas Crooners take it from here.
Come let
Wow.
That was just incredible. I don't think there's anything else anybody could say about it.
They're really a talent that is, you know, unmatched here at HT Studios. Brett, what did you think?
Yeah, I couldn't agree anymore.
But don't go too far, okay? Because we'll see you right back here at this year's 5th annual
Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-thon.
Oh, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm completely fine. Why wouldn't I be fine?
You don't look fine.
You know what? I'm just going to go take a break.
He seems impossible to reach.
No, there's nothing impossible for those who believe.
Okay, well, what do I do?
Well, you can try praying. You haven't done that yet.
Okay,
you know.
Where do I even start with this guy?
Cynthia, just talk to me.
I just want him to be able to call on you. You know, maybe if he was open to somebody else's words of wisdom, he wouldn't be so stressed all the time. I pray that he would gain understanding. Help him understand that he can't go through this crazy world without you. You know, he needs you.
And guess who I'm gonna use to help him see that?
Me? He doesn't even like me.
That doesn't matter. It'll work.
Okay, fine. But you know what? If you have to listen to me cry later, just know it'll be your fault.
Where are you even freaking out?
What are you even freaking out about?
Nothing. You know, it's nothing.
They really need to give us different chairs.
Misty, you're okay. It's just water. It's gonna dry. Can I have the
The boss said that if I screw another set up, my internship here is, like, done.
Yeah, you didn't screw up the set, and my makeup's fine, and no one watching will be able to tell, so maybe we don't mention it to him?
Thank you.
Does nothing ever bother you, Cynthia?
Oh, at no. All? Things totally bother me. I'm not perfect.
Then what? What is it? Like, do you have a chemical imbalance or something?
Oh. No. I have Jesus.
Oh, you're that kind of crazy. All right.
Okay, maybe I am, but maintaining my joy every day isn't nearly as hard for me as it is for you.
Oh, are you saying I'm not happy?
Yeah, actually, I am. And I can tell you now, another promotion isn't going to keep you happy for very long.
What? How do you know? You've never even been promoted.
Okay, look, I don't know you personally, but I know truth. And the truth is, you might be able to make all the money in the world, you know, get all the status you want, yada, yada, yada. And at the end of the day, you still have to be okay with who you are as a person. Okay, look, I'm not perfect. I know that, but Jesus, he helps keep my heart in check. He tells me how to respond so I don't hurt anybody or myself in the process. And when I go to bed at night, whether I did everything right or not, I have somebody that can give me answers. Do you?
I know what right from wrong is.
Then why are you at a constant war within yourself?
Cynthia, that is just how life is.
That's a lie. You don't have to live like that. I don't. Give me your hands.
What?
Give me your hands.
All right, well, give me 1 second.
J- Jesus, I know you have a plan for Brett's life, and I pray that you give him the peace and the prosperity he needs to get through this season. Help him see that he can't do this without you, Lord. He needs you. I pray that when he's alone, he would know that he's not alone, but that he can turn to you at any moment. In Jesus' name. Brett, do you want to make Jesus the Lord of your life?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I do.
Okay, then repeat after me, and you have to mean it.
Okay. I promise to mean it.
Jesus.
Jesus.
I believe that you rose from the dead.
I believe that you rose from the dead.
And I know you're the Son of God.
And I know that you're the Son of God.
Please come into my life.
Please come into my life.
And change my heart.
And change my heart.
I can't do this without you.
I cannot do this without you.
Amen. See, that wasn't so bad, was it? Woo! Please. By Charon.
Yeah. And I guess it wasn't that bad.
Live in 5, 4, 3.
Coming to you live from Horseheads, New York on Channel 16 with your host, Brett Daniels. Co-anchor, Cynthia Turner. Last but not least, our new meteorologist, Chip Chippins. Presenting our annual talent show, Fa-La-La-La-Thon from HT Studios, this is HTTV News.
And welcome back to our fifth annual
Fa-La-La-La-Thon.
Thank you so much, Cynthia. Fa-La-La-Thon. And the results are in, and boy, oh boy, it was quite the close one, wasn't it?
Oh, man, that's what I've been saying. I don't know how you at home could even vote. There were so many amazing acts.
Well, right you are. Well, there's no use delaying the inevitable. Can we have all the acts enter on stage, please?
Okay. We have Clifford the Comic representing Toddler's Crusader Tots. The Hotties representing themselves. Hoop and Susan representing the stock market. And the Christmas Crooners representing Christmas for Kids.
Well, and the winner is the Christmas Crooners!
Woo! I would do so, but I can't.
Well, folks, thank you very much for participating in the fifth annual
Fa-La-La-La-Thon.
Thank you so much, Cynthia. Fa-La-La-La-Thon. We'll go ahead and see you on our nightly newscast. Newscast. Yes, thank you again. Well, have a good night, and it was a pleasure being here for you.
And cut. Brett, what was that?
Okay. I know I messed up. I'm sorry, but I just could not live with myself if those kids in the hospital did not get toys.
Well, try living with yourself without a job. Cynthia, congratulations. You're our new lead anchor. And Bretty Boy, you're fired.
That may prove a little difficult, but I think I should be good.
Well, I didn't think I'd get promoted that way.
I work things out for the good of all of those who love me. And don't worry, Brett. I might have something lined up just for you.
What do you mean?
Also, you might want to check your flight schedule.
My flight schedule?
Yeah.
Does it say that? My flight's gonna make it now?
Yeah, it was weird. I guess the storm passed by like way quicker than they expected. Weird.
Oh my Jesus. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Man, I really. Oh my gosh. Chip, did you actually see the weather? I get to actually go see my family now.
Oh, well, excuse me for not tracking the weather pattern for you minute by minute. You're trying to make me feel like a bad weatherman, aren't you?
No, man.
Well, sorry to break it to you. My kids beat you to it. I mean, I guess it's not a good thing.
Chip, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I get to go see my family in Maine. The storm went by.
Oh, yeah? Well, good for you. I'm going to go home and try to watch some Jeopardy before my wife demands that I change the channel. Yeah, one of these days I'm just gonna ignore her and just see what happens.
No, maybe don't do that.
I'll see you.
Guys. Should we?
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay. Hey, Chip.
Hey, Chip. Chip, wait Chip. For me. Chip.
You can leave all that. It's good. Hey, I might want some coffee later. You know, isn't it amazing how Christmas has taken on a completely different light in today's society? Xmas, happy holidays. This is the season. No real season designated. Or fa la 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 la. But they kind of leave out Jesus. You know, a lot of times we just don't realize that everything is spiritual first. When we start extracting Christ from Christmas, when we start eliminating him, we've got to recognize that this is not just an attack on a holiday. This really is taking root at something that's more important than anything else. What Christmas actually represents, and it actually represents genuine love. Do you realize how many people have never experienced genuine love? They've never experienced someone that loves them no matter how bad they've been or where they've come from or even the mess that they're in now. But Jesus, this Christmas is actually the saturation of love. And I really just want to bring, I only have literally a few minutes. But this attack on Christmas is something that is so powerful because it's far more than just the holiday. It's far more than just a small little experience. Love is literally the foundation that keeps us all stable. Everybody's looking for the same two things. We're all looking for true love, and we're all looking for someone to accept us. It doesn't matter how much money you have or how little money you have, what town you live in, what state you live in. We're all in the same position. And this attack on Christmas that we're looking at is far more than just seasonal. It's the attack on love. When you start attacking love, then you start destroying the very core of who we are as people. And I believe without any question, there has to come a resurrection. And I know that the birth of Christ is what we're celebrating now. And in April, we're going to celebrate his resurrection. But I pray that we can have a resurrection on his birthday. And that is genuine love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 10, this is love. He loved us so long before we loved him. It was his love, not ours. He proved it by sending his son to be the pleasing sacrificial offering to take away our sins. The Bible says in the last days, and it doesn't take any of us real a lot of intelligence to figure this out. Where we are in the world today, we are in the last days. When we watch scripture literally unfold in the last 2 years, we've literally, not figuratively, watched scripture unfold and watch what we never thought could ever happen has truly been happening. We've watched the setup for the one world government. We've watched the setup as literally our government has controlled the people. We're watching as mandates are coming down, and it literally depicts, it's not, but it depicts what will happen when the Antichrist demands the mark of the beast. You either get it or you don't, and if you don't, you can't eat. You can't, listen now, in New York City, you can't even eat at a restaurant without a vaccination card. This has nothing to do with vaccinations. This has to do with the posturing of what's happening right now in these last days. And the Bible says in the last days, according to Matthew 24:12, because of the increased wickedness, the love of many will wax cold. And this is what we're watching. We're watching our society literally implode. And it's not because we're not the greatest country on the planet. We are. It's not because we don't have freedom. We have. But this attack on love has turned our country literally inside out. We're watching as looting has happened all over the country. We're watching as division among people groups, communities, churches. We're watching even as murder has risen 30% this year. We're watching as shootings have happened right here in Elmira. They're up in November 16th, there were 70 callings about shootings in Elmira alone. Elmira's crime is 37% above the national average. Do you want to know why? Because when people lose love, they lose hope. And when you lose hope, there are no norms. And I look at us as believers, as sons and daughters of God, and maybe today you're here because someone invited you, and listen, what I'm saying, you can simply identify with it. Like I said, it don't take a saved or unsaved person. It just takes us watching the news for a little bit to realize that hope has been lost, to realize that love is being diminished, to realize that wickedness has risen, to realize that the attack on this season has nothing to do but one thing: the diminishing of true, genuine love. And when love dissipates, when love disappears, there's only one thing that can happen. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 through 5 says this: but understand this, that in the last days there will come difficult times, for people will be lovers of themselves. You see, this is what happens. When we stop loving, like genuine loving, the way God has called us to love, then the only thing we can become is selfish. The only thing we can do is make sure that we're taken care of. We stop loving people and we start loving things. And God wants to shift. Listen, he can't shift the world around until he shifts his church around. And it's so easy for the body of Christ. Man, we come to church on a Sunday morning. We shake a few hands. We bug out. We don't invest in anybody. We don't sow into anybody. We don't really love anybody. We just make sure that we get taken care of. And as long as we're good, that's all that matters. I want you to realize that's a sign of the time, of the diminishing of love. And man, if there's ever been a time when we need love to literally be explosive, it's right now. This guy here, Brute. He needed Jesus. Can you imagine if the young lady was only after her own self-acclamation and proclamation? She would never have led him to Christ. You see, without true love, we're truly lost. And in this season that we have right now, we can't change any other part of our life, but we can change where we are right now. We can change forward and make a demand on ourselves that I don't have to live the way I used to live. I don't have to think the way I used to think. I don't have to act the way I used to act. I can live for Christ and I can genuinely love people. Man, I love people. I love getting to the mall and walking around. I like hanging out and laughing. But how much more does Jesus love people? He loves them so much that he gave his entire life for them. Greater love has no man than this, than he lay down his life for a friend, is what the word says. Ephesians chapter 3, 17 through 19 says, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts with faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, the height, the depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with the fullness of God. 1 Corinthians 13 says it this way. If I speak with the men if I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but I have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have prophetic powers and understand all.
Hello.
Goodbye. If I have all the faith and remove mountains, but have not love, I have. Come on, what does it say? I have nothing. This Christmas season, I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to challenge you to pray for something that you maybe never prayed for before. That God will birth within you. That God will give a... Listen now, you've got the Holy Ghost. Can I hear an amen? You've got the Spirit of God. The Bible says here in the book of Ephesians, Romans chapter 5, verse 5, and hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who's been given to us. Spirit of God, let your church not only love you, but let your church love people again. More than we love just even our own selfish desires. Do you realize what will happen? When we truly get back to loving people again, when we truly get back to the meaning of Christmas, this will happen. Right on the set, this young man gave his heart to Jesus. They went after poor Chip. Chip needed Jesus. Amen. That was miserable. You can tell he has marital issues. Today, the assault on Christmas is not commercialism. The assault on Christmas is not taking Christ out in the aspect of just putting an X. The actual assault on Christmas with us as the body of Christ is slowly, slowly, slowly eroding genuine love. Here's what the Bible says. They shall know us by our love. So if we stop loving, what are we actually? Well, if you only knew what they did. You know, that's the problem with love. Because problem with love is love doesn't always look at what somebody did. It looks as where they can be. How many of you are glad Jesus loved you in your mess? Amen. Because he loves you. This Christmas, please, it's not going to just happen. You've got to arrest yourself. You've got to demand that your actions are going to be different. Come on, you saw. She wanted to rip him up. What did Jesus do? Carried her off. If you love him, you will love people. And God is calling his church back to loving people again. Here's what the Bible says. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, your mind, your body, soul, and strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. Some of you need healing in yourself. Some of you don't like yourself. Jesus loves you so deeply. Some of you don't believe in yourself. Jesus has already forgiven you for what you already did. It's time for you to forgive yourself. Some of you have given up hope on yourself. God never gave up hope. You still got breath. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. God's got purpose for you, design for you, and he's got an assignment for you. Because just as you are healthy, as God heals your heart, he's going to turn you on to Brett, who's wounded inside, hurting people hurt people. And then you're going to bring healing to somebody else. Here's where we can tell, if you don't mind me being a little intrusive. Is that fair? Because I got to end in 30 seconds. The way we can tell if we genuinely love people or not is if we've actually shared Christ with anybody in 2021. Well, that's not my call. Oh, no, that's every one of our calls. It's all the same. Our first call is the same. Our first call is to love the Lord our God. Our second call is to love our neighbor. And when we love somebody, we don't want to see them hurt. We want to see them healthy. So every one of our ministries is the same. When we genuinely love people, we'll be moved to make sure they hear the good news of Jesus. You can get a great Christmas present, and you might even forget who gave it to you last year. But when you get a hold of Jesus, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you always to the end of the earth. Jesus, we release peace in the house and in your name. Lord, a love that passes all understanding. God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you will love us. Lord, we know you do, but will we let you love us? We ask that you will allow, teach us, Holy Spirit, how to allow Jesus to love us even when we know who we are as people. God, I ask in Christ's name that today, on this Christmas service, that you'll birth something in us that is far more than just tradition. But you'll birth within us, oh God, a true passion to see someone go from death to life, to see someone receive the Savior, to see someone receive genuine love that they can't even comprehend in the natural realm. Oh God, use our lives to be the present to somebody. Jesus, you are soon to crack the eastern sky. The trumpet of God is soon to sound. I pray that your saints will be saturated with your love, to be magnetized to those who are lost, and the great harvest will rise. In Jesus' name, with your heads bowed and your eyes closed, today, if you do not know Jesus, today you might be that miserable person like Brett. Or, let's be honest, you might be not that miserable person. You might have that smile, but inside you're that person. Inside you're miserable. Inside you don't have faith. You don't have hope. You know you struggle with love. Today, if you need Jesus Christ as your Savior, I'm not asking you to join a church. I'm not asking you to join a religion. Just like here, I want you to know Jesus. And I want you to know this. Just as God changed his life in a millisecond, he'll change your life in a millisecond. Because that's what he does with love. Today, if you need Christ as your Savior, you'd like to receive Jesus as your Lord, I'd like you to slide your hand up this morning. Is there anyone in the room that would like to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? I can't really see in the back. If we could flick some lights, that'd be great. Anybody this morning need Jesus Christ as their personal Savior? Not going to wait long. 5, 4, 3, 2, and last call, and 1. Let's all stand to our feet. If you didn't raise your hand, but you'd like to receive Christ right over on this side, if maybe you're watching online, you did not receive Christ, but you want him, I would like you to dial 97000 and text it to us. Text us, I am saved. We'll make sure someone gets right in contact with you right where you are. Today, if you all just slide your hand up real quick and say, in Jesus' name, I receive a fresh baptism of the love of Christmas. Jesus, help me love people like you love people. Burden my heart that people will be saved, and use my life in any way you desire, and show love through me. In Jesus' name, I said, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We love you. Thank you so much for being with us today. We love you. We honor you. There are a petting zoo out front. There's pictures with Santa Claus. There's a guest reception on the other side of the wall. If you're a guest in the house, we'd love to meet you. And I'm going out to the driveway. We have some folks.
Give me Jesus, give me Jesus.